Welcome to the Lotco Business Podcast, a show all about helping you as a retailer, brand, or creative understand the actual business side of running your business. I offer straightforward, practical advice about the nitty-gritty of making money from your creative passion. We will be covering bite-sized business and marketing lessons, as well as interviews with experts and trailblazers in the fashion, homewares, and design industries. My name is Melissa Robbins. I'm a business coach, colour-loving, non-coffee-drinking Melburnian. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome to today's episode. My name is Melissa Robbins. Thank you so much for joining me here. I am excited to bring you some new bits of information today, or hopefully a new perspective, and help you with your product-based business, whether you have a brand, whether you have a retail store, whether you're thinking about it or you're starting out, you're thinking about launching, or you've been in it for 20 years. I have all the different clients in between. So really helping you as a product-based business grow your business, understand the different sales channels available to you, understand the different marketing strategies that you can use to help you grow your business, and, you know, all those foundational elements too. Because if you don't have profit in your business, if you don't have the right staffing and the right systems in your business, then it's really hard to scale and grow as well. So for me, I love talking about all the different areas, and I really just love helping product-based businesses, you know, have a new perspective, understand the different things that you can do and, you know, implement in your business to help you ensure that it has a really strong, profitable business for you, and that you love doing it, that you're passionate about it, and it brings you joy, and that it is something that you can do for, you know, as long as you want to do it. And that's what I'm all about. So anyway, today we are talking about five unexpected perks of attending a market. And when I say attending a market, I mean for the one who's actually standing there having a stall at a market, who, you know, you have your brand there, or you have a retail store stock there as well. That's available for some people. All right. So what are the perks besides obviously the sales that you get on the day and the days that you're there? What are some unexpected things that you might not have considered when you're looking at the investment of that, you know, stand and the investment of being there on your feet for a few days? So besides the sales and store feet, what else can you get from the market? Number one is wholesale. Now, anyone who knows me knows that I do talk about this a little bit. I do love wholesale as a sales channel, and it is one of those ones that's definitely not right for everyone. It's certainly not something you have to be doing, but if you have the right product for wholesale, then it is a great option for, you know, expanding your reach into new markets. And I mean, I've got a whole episode on all the reasons why wholesale is good, but anyway, let's get back to wholesale as a market perk. So a few clients I've spoken to recently said that, you know, they've had buyers come and they've picked up that stockist because they went attended the market. They've had, you know, three or four people come up to them and ask them about wholesale. And I always recommend that you have a little sign that says wholesale inquiries welcome, or you have your catalog there for obviously behind the counter for giving it the physical one for giving to wholesale clients as well. That can be really great, because I know as a buyer myself, I would always go to a market and try and pick up those newest, you know, early brands that were on the market. So trying to get them before other people, trying to get new, interesting things and that were different, and really help that brand, you know, break out into that wholesale area as well. So I myself was a buyer when I had my children's wear store, my retail store. I would love going to markets to really pick up new brands and to see what was there and what was trending and so on. So definitely as a perk, I think, you know, you get that opportunity to get in front of buyers when you don't even, that's not the whole sole purpose of the mission anyway. So wholesale is number one. Number two is getting to know and understanding your target market a little bit better. Now, this is one of those things that a client said to me when I went and saw her at the market recently. You know, she started to really look at who is buying, what do the people actually look like, what are they dressed like, you know, what's their behavior like, does she have more men, does she have more women, what age are the women, what are they dressing like as well. Another client said to me she didn't realize the two different types of customers she had until she had the market stand. So she had a really much older customer than she initially realized. And then she had, you know, a younger customer who she sort of thought was her customer. So really getting to know who your customer is, it comes from those markets, from taking observations, from hearing feedback, or seeing the people who don't buy it as well. Like, that's really giving you great insight into who your target market is and who your customer is, who your true customer is. So yeah, and hearing their feedback too is an amazing benefit of being at the market. All right. So number three is networking. Again, this might be something you think, of course, that is a, you know, something I love doing and I love meeting other people, but the interactions you get from these things are just invaluable. Like you connect with people, you find out about different, you know, programs they're doing, or you find out about what the next best market is that they've done, where have they, you know, had success in other places before, what has been something that they've taken away from, you know, a different market that they've done, or how they've even gone during this market that you're attending together. Networking with other brands, other business owners is such a great, it just provides so much opportunity at those sort of things. And of course, you want to be busy actually selling, so you might not have much time for that. But most of the time, there's a little bit of downtime at different stages of the day. So it's such a great way to, you know, while you're spending that time together with all the different other stands, it's a great networking opportunity. So that's perk number three. Number four is extra content and extra exposure. So the build-up that you do because you're doing this event, you know, you could obviously share lots of things behind the scenes beforehand, prepping, showcasing what you're getting ready, showcasing new products you might have available, building up anticipation for a new release. You can, you know, as allows the opportunity to film different content that you're there, videos while you're there, get other people to take photos of you. So it really allows you to build up extra content and exposure for your brand and exposure for, you know, in your socials and stuff, or maybe you're sending out a newsletter and an email to let people know that you're going to be there. All those things really add up to, you know, if you weren't doing those things, you might not be posting or you might not be sharing extra information. Extra content that you're creating and the exposure from that is going to bring you, you know, greater brand awareness and maybe even FOMO for people who don't go or miss out and stuff like that too. So that's number four. Number five is the opportunity to trial and test new products. So maybe you can do a really small run of something. Maybe you can do a little sample of something. And being at a market, it just gives you that opportunity to test out either new prices or new product that you, you know, might not do if you're, you know, putting it out on your website or something or to your wholesale customers. But you might just gives you that opportunity to trial something different, to trial something new without having to launch it to everyone. So the market just gives you that great instant feedback about a product, about a price point, without having to, you know, do a huge launch up there. So having that opportunity to really test out what's working. Again, a client who I spoke to earlier at a market recently, she talked about, you know, she just trialed a new shape. So she hadn't done this particular shape before, and she found, you know, there's sort of, she only did a small quantity at them for them at the market, but they went really well. And then another client said to me, they put up their prices, had me in their ear. They're like, they're bringing my roadmap program. So I definitely talk about in there, you know, how to make sure that you're making more profit. And one of the things we look at clearly is pricing. And then a couple of clients have said to me, they've tried at markets, their new price points, and, you know, no one's blinked or no one's even second guessed anything. So five unexpected perks of the market. Let's just go through them. So number one is wholesale. You've got the opportunity to get in front of buyers that you weren't even trying to necessarily. Number two is really getting to know your target market and maybe finding out things about them that you didn't, that may surprise you as well. Number three is networking. So you get that opportunity to meet with like-minded businesses and, you know, really make great connections with people who you're near and are experiencing the same things as you as well, and get share great information together. Number four is you get that extra content boost and the extra exposure for your brand that you might not have if you weren't doing the market in itself. Even tagging the market that you're in and they're exposing you to as well, and, you know, other people are attending and taking photos, all that sort of stuff too, is great for your content and exposure. And then number five, opportunity to test new prices or new products so that you don't have to do a huge launch. You can really just trial different things and see what might work for you as well. So besides the sales and the sore feet that you get from the market, and obviously the exhaustion that comes with doing markets as well, there's five unexpected things that you might not have thought of, help you figure out whether you're going to attend a certain market or you're going to go to a market or not. And I'm not saying that you need to go to attend a market every weekend, but I think there's certain boutique markets, there's certain products that really work well with markets as an option for getting in front of new customers, or even that initial launch of your product. It's a really great opportunity to test the market, see what's working, and see what people, how people respond to your product as well. All right, so I hope you found that helpful. If you wanted to get some tips on markets as well, just have a look at the link in the show notes, because I do share a whole masterclass on how to maximize your next market. So if you wanted some extra information, you can grab that there as well. I hope that's been helpful, and I look forward to sharing more with you soon. Thank you so much for listening to the Lotco Business Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure you subscribe to receive future episodes as they are released. And I'd be so, so grateful for a review on Apple Podcast. If you would like a copy of the show notes or any of the links mentioned today, please jump onto my website at thelotco.com.au/podcast. Have an amazing week, and I look forward to chatting to you again soon.